Joining us now, a Star in Agribusiness finalist candidate, is Elizabeth Hayes from the Marysville FFA chapter in Ohio. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You seem really excited to be here at convention and in the finalist role. So what was the project that got you to this place?
Yeah, I actually trained horses and gave riding lessons to people of all ages and experience levels. I gave lessons to people for the English and Western disciplines. My project also consisted of a two-year-old gelding that I was in a partnership with a gentleman. I trained this gelding for the English all-around disciplines and then sold him to a youth that's now showing him.
You're very passionate, and I can tell that. So what was the spark that ignited your passion for this project?
I have been involved with horses from a very young age. My mom had me on a horse as soon as I could sit up. So I just, my passion for horses has led me to helping other people feel the same passion that I do and being successful with their horses as I was as a youth. I hate to see people not enjoying their horse. So I really enjoy helping people and training horses so that my customers can enjoy their horses as much as I do.
What can you say has been one of the most valuable skills that you've taken away from being a part of your project?
I think just personal communication with people. And I feel that the FFA has really been a huge contributor to my success with that. FFA has taught me to be a leader, a better public speaker, and just talking to people in general. And without those basic skills that I've learned through FFA, I would never have been able to get the clients that I have or given the lessons that I have and being able to communicate with my customers in order for them to understand what I'm saying to do with their horse, if that makes sense.
It definitely does. And you have great communication skills. I will give you that right now. And you said that you've started to build your skill level, and it can tell it's definitely there with your knowledge base. But where are you applying your knowledge base as far as your degree and where you're studying?
Yeah, I go to school currently at the University of Findlay in Findlay, Ohio. I'm in their Western Equestrian Studies program, which is basically their training program that is very well known throughout the country. I'm also double majoring in equine business management, so I plan to use that degree to continue my business after college, where I plan to specialize in just specifically the reining discipline.
So in 5 years, once you're done with school and you're applying what you've learned in FFA, in college, and just what you've gained from both of those experiences, where do you see yourself?
That's a very good question. I do love Ohio. I want to probably stay in Ohio because I've made so many good connections there. But I do plan to work for different horse trainers throughout the country so I can make connections in other areas of the country. I really want to, like I said, continue in specifically the reining industry, and I want to continue giving lessons, but I also want to keep training as well. There's kind of two different aspects of the horse world, is the training part and then the coaching part, and I want to incorporate both into my program.
Very exciting. And the journey to get you here today obviously started in the Marysville FFA chapter. So who were your advisors?
Sherry Anderson, Bill Keck, and Ashley Thompson. They have been so amazing and have been huge contributors to my success.
Are there any other supporters or anyone else that you'd like to thank who have helped you get here today?
Just everyone from my school has been extremely helpful with me and the preparing me for all my interviews. My parents especially have been there. They drove me to all my riding lessons to teach my clients when I didn't have my driver's license. So they were a huge contributor as well. And my clients. I obviously would not have been able to do what I have without my client base, with my lesson program and training. Sherry Anderson, the FFA advisor that has worked with me solely on my project and my applications, she was always there for me, looking through my applications with a fine tooth comb and setting up mock interviews for me. She has helped me prepare for this more than anyone, and I really want to thank her for that.
Well, again, congratulations, and thank you for joining us. That was Elizabeth Hayes from the Marysville FFA chapter in Ohio, Star in Agribusiness finalist.